This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I tell you what, might not be the most dependable fella getting to work on time. Why Brian ain't scared of this bet? The kid looks like he's dying, and he just strapped in for his eighth glizzy.
Is that like, my eight, B?
You got time.
I think he passed eight.
What are you at, Dub B?
This will be eight. Huh. I'm giving up on the buns, though.
Okay. Ah. But what all I'm you got 3 hours, dude. Why don't you chill for a bit?
I don't know. I feel like the quicker I get it done, the more recovery time I have.
Yeah. I hope we don't need any video editing done in the last hour of the program because Dub B is going to be in the bathroom.
We know where he's going to be.
All right.
Dub B will be in the BR. And I'm not talking about Baton Rouge.
Phone lines are open. Credit pie time. Damn, B. This is our fifth football season. You realize that? This is our fifth week one doing the radio show.
Oh, yeah.
And for a lot of those years, there weren't many credit pies.
It was bleak.
There were a lot of blame pies.
Yeah.
Now we're serving credit pies like White Brian's eating glizzies. I'll try to start with mine. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I try to be specific, but I think defensively it is a totality of the unit. Like, I thought Amos and Lattimore were really good, but you know what helped them was a tough pass rush the whole time. I do want to highlight individuals, but I also want to highlight the whole group, so it's kind of tricky here. Defensively, I thought the D-line, Kinlaw, Wise, Eddie Goldman had some really good rushes.
Eddie Goldman.
Jacob Martin, like Von Miller made a nice TFL.
I kept mentioning Jacob Martin in the offseason.
You liked him.
I just saw some stuff on his film, man, and that dude, bruh, he can get some pressure now.
D.A. was really good off the edge. D-line, to me, gets 30%. They were just so good. And it just, when you win in the trenches and kind of set the tone, it makes so much happen. Now, the entire defense, I guess I'm giving the linebackers and the back five another 30. So 30 goes specifically to the D-line, and then everybody else on the defense gets another 30. So I'm at 60. Debo made plays when they needed to be made. I thought Debo was excellent. I'm going to give him 15. I thought Jaden, his decision-making was so good. I'm giving Jaden 10. I'm now at, 30 and 30, 60. 75. I'm at 85, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
The run game, I'm going to say Bill and Eckler because I know we want to get – people are so excited about Bill. I thought Eckler was really good too. Another 10 there because they made individual plays. I'm going to give the crowd some love. I thought the crowd was really good yesterday. Maybe I'll give Tana love too.
The crowd was outstanding
that
yesterday.
That team wasn't losing on Santana Day. So yep. I got – 30 and 30 is 60 and 15 is 75 plus 20 is 95. Tana and the crowd get 5 for me. That's all my credit part.
Well, see, mine gonna be weird for y'all because like I think that sometimes we get so caught up in the moment, and you gotta go back a little bit. So I'm gonna do a Michael Jackson moonwalk all the way back to the beginning of this thing. When Josh Harris decided to buy this team, I think that was number one for the start of what we saw yesterday. So I'm gonna give Josh 40%.
Wow. All right.
Then I'm gonna give Josh another. No, I'm gonna give. Well, he gets 40% for everything he's done. So then I'm going, we got to get Adam Peters, 20%. So that's 60 right there, right?
60, yep.
And Adam Peters went on and hired the guy who I liked. Everybody else wanted Ben Johnson. He hired Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn gets 20%.
All right.
We're at 80 now, right?
Correct.
And because they picked Jaden, they got Bobby, they got Bill, everybody else you want to name. They picked them all. So those guys picked them. And I'm going to finish up and I'm going to say, later on in the year, I'm going to give players a lot of stuff. But you know what? I saw fans showing up early as hell. You know,
parking lots were packed.
I landed before 9 o'clock in Baltimore, okay? I left Baltimore, BWI went to, I'm giving Mark 2% for tomorrow, for it, because now I'm at 82%, right?
Can you give him, you should give him 4. 2% for the ride, 2% for the
business. I'm giving him a total of 5%.
All right.
Because Mark picked me up at the airport, drove me to DCA. I was able to get the DCA.
Oh, you had to go get your car.
Before, I was at DCA before, what was it? I thought we got there like 9:40. And I was able to be in the parking lot with 20, 30 minutes to spare because Maddie said she wanted me there at 11. I was there at like 10:40.
Damn, good for you.
So man. I was able to get there. So that's 15 left. And I'm going to get the fans a rest because when I walked in there, I got chill bumps because I remember when we would go into RFK and then when FedEx first opened, we would walk in that thing early in the morning. And I'm like, damn, these fans are crazy. Yesterday, I felt that. So I give it to all of them. The players, hell, they getting paid. They got their money. They're supposed to play. But the people that got this thing completely changed around, I am thrilled with the mindset right now, not only of the players on the team, but the people surrounding this thing, we still have a bunch of fans that cannot get over the fact that this is no longer that BS team that we had before, okay? That in the mindset that we had and the leadership and the guidance we had, it's something else. And you got to give all those people a little credit going forward. Now, after this, I'm not going to give them no more credit. I'm going to give it to the people on the field.
I'm not mad at it.
But, yeah, Mark, you get fired, brother. Thank you.
I'm tweeting out our credit pies. So I said, B. Mitch's pie, 40 to Harris, 20 to AP, 20 to DQ, 15 to fans, 5 to his buddy Mark, who drove from the airport.
Yeah. Mark was there, man. Picked me up, got me where I needed to be, man.
That family likes speed.
Because I had been thinking, like, what the hell? How the hell am I going to get there?
All right, let's open these phones. We're going to let our guy Jupe lead us off. What up, Jupe?
Fellas, it's been a long time coming, but you know what time it is. It's time for that victory ritual. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo! Woo!
All right, credit pie, credit pie, credit pie. Everybody's getting a piece of the pie today. Offense 25%. Even though that wasn't we didn't bring our A game, but as they say, good teams still find a way to win.
Yep.
I'm going to give 25% to the defense because they played complimentary football to the offense. D-lines was monsters. The DBs, they earned my nickname, the seatbelts, because they were strapping them wide receivers up. And then I'm going to give 25 to special team because B-Mitch, Belfort, gave us some Ty Cowboy, knocked the Sonic coins out of that Giants play. And then I'm going to split the last 25% between the coaching and the front office, AP with these pickups of Ken Law, Wise, Goldman, and then Dan Quinn and the boys implementing the game plan. So listen, this could be we got a tough task coming up this Thursday, but this could be a history in the making for the victory ritual. We might have 2 in 1 week. So let's go get that W on Thursday, fella. That's all I got for you.
Appreciate you, Juke. Listen, man, yesterday
Debo's touchdown run was special though.
Yeah, it really was. The blocking was fantastic, and then the individual effort at the end was just that dude was not going to be denied, man. I like this one. I got one from Tony via Twitter. He says, 10% B-Mitch, 10% Fred Smoot, 10% Jeff, 20% Bill, 30% defense, 20% Jaden Daniels. Landfill, how do you feel about Jeff getting 10% of the credit for yesterday's win?
Who gave that?
Tony.
No, Tony's crazy.
Tony who? What Tony?
Tony on Twitter, TJRDQ.
All right.
Jeff, how do you feel about getting 10% of the credit?
I just want to thank the people that see the contributions that I do.
Let's go to Eli in D.C. Elijah, what up?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Good
what's
win,
up, brother?
Man.
How you doing, man?
Say, what's going on? I'm going. I would say everybody get 20%, man. Offense, defense, special teams, coaches, and fans, man. Adding seats, doing different stuff, man. What I like is we got a chance to see the fundamentals. What I want to see, or what I wanted to see for the first week, was the fundamentals carryover. And I think we got that. When you slow things down, I was looking at some of those Baldy breakdowns, and just looking at how they was looking coming off the ball and the angles that everybody was taking. Everybody was patient. You could tell Lattimore's healthy. Amos, he looked great. For a rookie, they put him in certain situations. It was cool to see them give Bill the ball real close to the goal line. Our own goal line, just to see, like, it was good to see them confidently give him the ball when we're close to our own end zone. So it was just good to see everybody that they bet on, everybody they put money towards and invested in pay dividends for the team, and they look stronger. I feel like last year we looked like we just missing a guy. If we sold out on the run, we would be missing a guy for the pass. And now it feels like we have what we need to properly – I know it's one game, but it looks like we have what we need to properly take care of situations. So.
Appreciate you, bud. Thank you, Eli.
All right, man. All right,
take care. Phone lines going to be open the whole hour. Santana Moss going to join us
11:30.
For Tana?
Yeah.
Okay. Santana Moss going to join us in 15 minutes. Our guy Toothpick is on the line. Pick, what's your credit pie?
Oh, man, my credit pie is all jacked up. So I'm giving, like, you know how they say players give 110%. So, yeah, we about to go somewhere around there, okay? Let me give 25% to Cliff Kingsbury in the offense. I'm going to give 25% to Joe Witt and the entire defense. 10% goes to the Punisher for being on the field, the actor. We got the Punisher in the building. The defense got to show up.
Burnthal,
and then 40%
yeah.
And then 40% go to the D line. We had six plays inside the five, and there was no way they were getting in. So yeah, that's my credit card. I think I'm at like 110% right there.
Hey man, got to give 110%.
Hey man, sometimes you got to give more than 100%.
Right. Ladies, thank y'all.
Thanks for the call, dude. All right, brother. Appreciate you, Toothpick. Keep this going. Ooh, Mama Stu is on the line. Hello, Mama.
Mama Stu stewing.
Yes, indeed. Good daughter. Let me tell y'all something. I was in church yesterday. I'm a pastor, by the way. I sat in the sound booth on purpose so I could watch the game on my phone. And I'm saying our bishop is a fan, too, so I'm sending him signals. It's terrible. I know. Don't judge me, man. But I love my team, and God know my heart. But good God.
God was watching the game yesterday, too.
Yeah, God's good with it. God's a Jaden Daniels fan.
Let me tell you. All right, my credit pie. All right, I'm like you, JP. Like, the defense was so awesome. I couldn't single out. I was just so psyched about that. I wanted to see that so bad, just to see these guys come together. And also the offensive line, because I think, you know, you win a game at the trenches. But I gave 45% to the defense total. That's for the secondary. That's for the line play. Deron Payne out there. Armstrong out there. Kinlaw. I can go on. 45% for them. I gave 20% to the offensive line, right? And the reason I gave them 20% is because I gave 20% to the running game. Oh, my God. Over 200 yards rushing? Oh, come on. Then I gave the receiver production 5% because even though we had some drops and some timing issues, they still were clutch in certain times when we needed to get a first down. Debo was a beast. It was good to see Noah out there. Terry going to get his burn. I ain't worried about that. I gave Jaden 5%. because of his decision making and also him being clutch on some run plays to get us a first down. And then I gave 5% to the special teams. I love Luke McCaffrey on special teams. Give him the ball. And good God below, blew that guy up. I almost got in trouble in that sound booth.
You ain't let no bad words slip out your mouth, did you, yesterday in that sound booth?
You know what? I was very good, but I was close, Brian. I ain't even gonna hold you. I was close. So let's go. It's Green Bay this week, and it's going to be a challenge. But I think, hey, after what I've seen, I know it's one game, but after what I've seen from the defense, and I know our offense is going, once they get clicking on, I mean, I think that's across the league, though. I think you're going to get the rest all because you lost a preseason game, you know, and they don't play. So I'm not worried about the offense as much, but I'm psyched about that defense. Let's go.
Thank you, Mama. Appreciate the call.
450-something yards offense.
420, I think.
They're 233, and where they take points for because of sacks?
220. 233 and 220.
So 450.
Well, hold on. Yeah, they must have taken it for sacks.
Yeah.
432 is the total net yards.
All right, well, anything over 400 yards is hella good.
How about this? I'm seeing this stat from Keim. Washington has rushed for 200 or more yards in 9 games since 2020. 7 of them have come since Jaden Daniels took over as quarterback.
Mm-mm-mm.
So in 7 games since Dan Quinn took over, Cliff Kingsbury, AP, Jaden, they have 7 200 or more rush yards in the last 18 games.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Run the ball, bro. I know it's a passing lead, but if you can run it, things going to be better.
Our guy Bob is in Warrington. What's up, Bob?
What up, Bob?
Hey, boys.
How you doing, man?
This is the same Bob that brought you guys wine and beer 2 years ago when Harris first took over.
Appreciate that, man.
The old hail to the Harris, Hazy IPA. Hey, a week or two ago, you guys asked, you know, who's going to surprise you this year? Who's going to be your up or down? And Deron Payne, I wanted to call in, but you couldn't connect. Deron Payne is going to get my 25%. But on top of that, the whole defense is going to get an additional 20, which gives us 45. And then the front office for putting those guys on the defensive side gets 15. So now we're at 60, and the other 40 goes to the offense. And that's spread because the offensive line play great. Jaden was great. The running backs were great. The offensive receivers, they're going to open up in the next week or two, and it's going to be hilarious to watch this team put up points.
Appreciate right, you, man.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Bob. Thanks for the
you
boost.
You got it, guys.
Too.
Take care.
I do think they're going to continue. Yesterday, to me, was the perfect kind of clunky game. If you had to pick a side to be clunky, let it be the offense. Because, Brian, I have no concern about that group. Like the misses on third down, the deep shot miss, a couple of drops. Zach Ertz doesn't drop a lot on third down. There's a reason he's going to have a real chance to be a Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like they're
it's early though, and when I look at a lot of those things, I'm like, okay, it's timing. We know they didn't play a lot together, and like I stated, you could practice, but practice speed is not game speed. Okay, so you look at those plays and you go, okay, they start hitting that later. Remember last year we started the season where Jaden and Terry couldn't connect, and then all of a sudden by week three it started, but by week five you're like, that was behind us. Same thing this year. Everything will work out. And right now, he has way more weapons than he had last year. Things seem to be a better flow. And I think Cliff, like we talk about Joe Witt being able to run his defense, Cliff could go all the way in his bag right now, dog.
Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. Santana Moss joins us next. If you're on hold, stay there. You can listen to the show on hold. And then we're going to open the phone lines up again after Tana. Nobody go anywhere. It's a Victory Monday on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build player parlays. You can build player props. You can ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
106.7 The Fan. When you hear the cool sounds of Outkast, it's to introduce our friend and new Ring of Fame member, Mr. Santana Moss. Tana Man, congratulations, dude. You deserved every second of yesterday.
Appreciate you, buddy. Appreciate you, man. What's going on?
We do credit pies after wins, and I gave you some credit for yesterday because there's no chance they were losing on Santana Day.
Well, I was praying that they didn't, because, you know, you never know how those games, you know, those outcomes go. But I remember the whole Monday Night Miracle was on the triplets Ring of Fame moment. And so I kind of felt like the reason why Emmitt Smith, you know, had so much mean things to say about me when it came time to my Pro Bowl vote, you know, because I ruined their night. So I was like, please, I hope they don't ruin my day.
How did the night end up, man, with the fam and all the friends up, bro?
You know what? The friends hung out, and I had the kids. You know, normally when I go to Miami to visit the fam, I normally stay in because the kids don't get to see me. So that's what I did. I stayed in because the kids was there, and knowing that they was going back, I just wanted to make sure I just, you know, relaxed. And I was tired, man. People fail to realize, though, even though we're not playing, you know, during the pre- and the post-game show, it's almost like we're playing because we'd be exhausted afterwards.
Man. Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
I just ate with them and watched some football.
Oh, cool, cool.
Tana, I got the chance to speak with your nephew pregame. I believe it was Sonoris' son. And
Yes, Norris Jr.
Yeah. And I just told him that, you know, I covered you as a player. I've become friends with you in your post-playing career. And you deserved that honor for everything you did on the field, but also for everything you've done off it. Like, you've been so good to this community, so good to this city, and I just, I imagine, it sure looked like you were emotional and it resonated with you, and I just I just hope you're able to, like, kind of save that in your mind forever.
Nah, no doubt, man. I mean, you know, folks was asking me, we had a bed at the barbershop that they said I was going to cry for 9 minutes or something like that. I didn't actually cry, but I did, you know, get emotional. You know, the tears welled up in my eyes, but, you know, I held myself together pretty well, knowing that we only had a short time to be up there. So, thankfully, I was able to do so. But definitely, man, like, folks, you know, Dre kept telling me, Tanner, man, enjoy it. I'm like, Dre, you got to understand who you're talking to. This is your boy. I am enjoying it. I'm just not a guy that knows how to, like, you know, have an outburst of, you know, excitement. I'm just cool with it. So, I'm like, bro, you don't understand. Inside of me, I'm giddy as all outdoors, but this is the only way I know how to express it, man, by saying thank you. And I'm very appreciative. You know what I mean? I'm beyond appreciative, but I didn't know how to be more happy than I were, you know, and that's what I was trying to tell folks. Like, trust me, I'm enjoying it, but I'm embracing it all.
You know, I heard you talk so much about your mom and your dad, bro. Then when I finally embraced your dad yesterday and he gripped me, pulled me, said, man, it's a pleasure to meet you, man. My son talk about you. Hey, I got choked up. Because, like, you know, it's like when you're friends with somebody. Even Dre said it yesterday. He said, man, hell, he was getting choked up watching it. When you see somebody do things like you did, you know, you feel good for them when they finally get what they're supposed to get. And I felt like that with you. As I tell you all the time, but I told you I was trying to get some tears out your dog.
Yeah, I heard you. You almost got me, too, baby. You told me that you was doing an introduction. I said, now, why they going to get me up there booing? I got BCNB up here doing, bringing me anything. Oh, my God, man. But, no, I appreciate it, man. Both of you guys did a great job, man. And we knew that the time was kind of, you know, wasn't, you know, on our side. So it was in and out, man. But like I said, more so than anything, I just want to see that name. I want to see that thing, you know, drops. And I see that Santana with the 89 sitting up there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tanner, you watch this team. You're probably as close to the team as anybody else. And watching the offense come together, they didn't play their best game yesterday, but they showed the capabilities. Debo, Terry, you know, Terry could have had a big one yesterday. He and Jaden just had a little off timing. Watching Jalen Lane come out there. Luke on the return. Watching the receiving core, what were your thoughts of him?
I get more joy out of seeing what Jaden called sloppy offense than anybody, especially when you get a dub behind it, because it just gives you that, you know, that, I guess you can say that, God doggone thought in your back of your head, like, look, if they could clean up this, if they could clean up that. And, like, Jaden probably was saying sloppy because he probably felt like, man, I was behind those guys on a couple of those passes. Maybe if I put it in front of them, maybe if I put it on them a little more, they catch those. So I love the fact that you got a quarterback, man, that's going to put his face in the fan and say, look here, man, you know, it wasn't our best, and that's on me. But, and we also know what Jaden showed us last year. He's one of those guys, anytime he had performances that he didn't like or he disliked, he came back better the next week. So I'm looking forward to a lot of stuff that those guys bring, you know, from the running back room, from the offensive line room, and just that receiver room. It's so many weapons. And I remember we was talking about Moore throughout the preseason, and then he come up big on the third down and catch a big pass. So that just goes to show you, man, the depth that they have, and then so many guys that he can really, you know, throw the ball to. I think it was seven people caught a pass yesterday from him, and that's Jaden Daniels football. That's what he does. That's what he brings to the table. He gets everybody the ball, and he's dynamic when he's doing things on the ground or through the air.
Absolutely. Talking with our friend Santana Moss the day after he goes into the Washington Ring of Fame. Really cool ceremony. Really well done yesterday. Tana, what did you think of the run game? Eckler and Bill are a pretty dynamic duo, man.
Man, look here. I think one of the things that Fred mentioned in our pregame show yesterday is when you have an Eckler on first down, the defense can't really dictate or say, well, you know what, it's going to be a run. They're thinking, man, it's Eckler. He can escape out the backfield and and, you know, have a screen for a huge game. Mm-hmm. So you can't really just pin your ears back and say it's going to be a run. That's the dynamic of Eckler. That what he brings to the table. You don't know what he's going to do when he's in the backfield. And then you bring in Dollar Bill. Oh, my God. I mean, I see why everybody was so high on him. I mean, he was high ourselves just looking at some of his highlights that he was doing in training camp. But to kind of be a rookie, go up there and just be patient and be calm, man, that's hard to do. I was a rookie, man. And I remember, I know my situation was a lot different than him, but, man, this kid looked like he'd been here before. So I love what they have back there. And like you say, you know, we have Mac Nichols and we also have Rod. But, man, I love seeing those guys, Eckler and Dollar Bill, go out there and have their way and look phenomenal doing it, man. When you rush over for – when you have a rushing game for over 200-some yards, you're doing something right up front, man. So I want to see us continue, you know, that success throughout this year.
Yeah, I had a guy ask me what makes Bill special. I say great vision, great balance, and I say he has a passion. Who the hell practices for a whole year hard as he did helping his team out in college if you know you're not going to play? That just shows the kid's special, man. And then that came out in his game yesterday.
Yeah, man, that's big. And I think, you know what, man, that's when you find out about a person and a player. You know, when a guy say, look, man, I understand that, you know, I was.
All right, we might have.
Because, you know, most of the time, man, football players, we want to, but we're there for football. And so for him to be able to say, look here, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to sit here with this team and get them better, man, that stands. That says a lot about him, and that's why you see a guy have success in that bowl game. That's why you see a guy having success now, because you get rewarded for having that kind of heart. You get rewarded for being that kind of person. And a lot of people fail to realize, man, it's good. It's better to be a better person sometimes than to sit around and feel like somebody dealt you the bad card and then you need to react. So I'm happy that he was able to have that experience. Not saying that I wish that he had to, but unfortunately he had to deal with it. But he handled it like a man supposed to. Took it on the chin and went out there and got himself better and got himself a chance to do what he's doing now.
Absolutely. Tana, last one for me, man. I know you got stuff going on. What'd you think of that defensive effort yesterday?
Hey, the defense get my game ball, if you ask me. I know y'all ain't saying nothing about getting game balls, but, man, look here. Those guys flew around. I believe that one, they had a stat where the Giants was in the red zone with 13 plays or something like that and no points or something like that. That is ridiculous. I mean, you have, what, two or three trips in the red zone, you don't get nothing out of it. That shows you what we have up front. And it started up front. You know, we could talk about the guys who got the sacks or the pressures, but Ken Law was everywhere. I saw this guy inside, outside, all those guys played, you know, like they played before on the other teams that they was at. And it was a great sign, because when you play like that up front, you have cleaner play in the back end, especially when you have true corners and safeties back there. And you saw how sticky our cornerback play was and our secondary was. Man, those guys looked phenomenal. I'm looking forward to seeing what they could bring to the pack come up this Thursday night.
You don't want to get over your skis and get too excited too early, but this game against Green Bay Thursday night, both teams 1-0, both teams coming off good week one wins. Green Bay is probably more impressive. I mean, there is going to be a lot of excitement for this Thursday night game.
No doubt, man. I mean, I think, you know, just the atmosphere itself on a Thursday night football game, you got Michael Parsons, who knows a lot about this team. You got Jordan Love, who's always coming out week one, week two, those first couple of weeks of the season, man. He's always flaming hot. And then you got LaFleur, man. He's going to dial it up. But what I say, when you're playing great competition, that brings out a better, you know, something in you. And I'm looking forward to our guys cleaning up what they got to clean up this week and going out there and playing some good football.
Tana, man, thank you for making time for us. Congratulations. A very well-deserved, well-earned honor.
Thank you, man. See y'all, boys.
All right, bro. Appreciate you, man.
The great Santana Moss, now forever in the ring of fame for the Washington organization. Well-deserved, well-earned. One of the NFL's all-time good guys right there.
Yep, definitely.
Congratulations to Santana Moss. Really, really happy for him. Now, B, last night was the debut of All Ears Game Day, right? We did a show last night. A lot of people watched. A lot of people commented. Really appreciate that. I didn't get home that late because the show we now do it at 9 o'clock on digital. But I did go to Papa's house and watch the end of the Sunday night game. So then I did get home kind of late,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I did?
What you do?
Went in and out the garage door. Don't wake anybody up. Nobody's the wiser. I can't tell you how many times I use my new garage door from Door Pro America. You know why? It's silent. If you go to your neighbor's house and have a couple cocktails and watch the end of Sunday Night Football and you're coming in around midnight, go through the garage door. You're not going to wake the kids up. I'm telling you, the MyQ app that lets you open and close the garage door is a game changer. And the good folks at Door Pro America took care of me like they can take care of you. Whatever it is you need, say you need a full new garage door replacement like I did because my old one was loud and clunky. Maybe you just need some maintenance. Whatever it is, hit up the folks at Door Pro America. They're based locally. They've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years, and their team can do it all. Garage door and opener repairs, maintenance, and new installations. Call today, and you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Phone number, 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you or check them out online at doorproamerica.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Commanders head coach Dan Quinn will address the media at 12:30. If you missed any of our conversation with Santana Moss, the newest member of the Commanders Ring of Fame. Check that out on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, whatever it is, we are there. These phone lines are open. People have been on hold a while to give us their credit pies. My guy Danny in D.C. What up, Danny?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
Great, man.
Hey, it's the 50-50 man. You know who it is, right?
Rock
the Nationals.
Oh, what's up, dude? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so All-Star voting actually starts on Friday, so everybody can nominate me on Friday. So,
okay.
I work on the visitor side of the stadium. It was nice yesterday to see a Commanders crowd.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think the breakdown, I think 30% goes to the fans. I think the fans – I mean, I got there at 9 o'clock, and the parking lot was already starting to fill up with tailgaters, and they were pretty electric outside the stadium. And then I think 30 goes to the effort. I think overall offense, defense. Special.
I'm going to throw him on hold. Something's ringing there. Good luck with the All-Star voting.
Yeah, slot machine.
Ryan's in Connecticut. Ryan, what's your credit pie, bro?
So I'm going to do just a kind of a generic 40% defense, but then I'm going to give 20% to Adam Peters because I know it's one game in, but this dude just doesn't miss, it seems. I'm thinking like Jeremy Chinn and Fowler. We lose them, might hurt a little bit. But you look at that D-line yesterday through one game, they are glaringly big compared to last year. And I was happy to see Payne get off to a fast start. And then yesterday was like one of those games where there wasn't a throw out there that you looked and you said, what is that cornerback doing? And I just felt like for the last 3-4 years, you always had one of those. All of Nabers' great catches were kind of toss-ups and or a spectacular catch. I just can't believe that everything this guy Peters touches just turns to gold. Like, all these guys just start playing unbelievably. I'm encouraged for Thursday. I think if we're going to have a bad game, that's the way you have it. 21 points, but we dominated them. And if we get this ship going, I think Thursday is going to be Jaden Daniels' day. It's going to be the Patrick Mahomes level of national kind of glazing, as one would say.
Let's go. All right. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate you, bud.
It's a ship, right?
Yes, he did.
Good.
Jonesy is on the line. Jonesy, what's your credit pie look like?
JP, what's going on with you, man? How you feel?
We're good, bud. How about you?
Hey, B Mitch and you too, bud. How you feel, man?
I'm good, man.
Listen, check this out, man. My 20 goes to management, 20 goes to the coaching staff. That's my 40. The defense, they get 10. The offense, they get another 10. Special teams, they get 20 because, man, they held their own. So, I mean, you know, and I'm up there, right? So, last but not least, I got to give at least 15% to B. Mitch because he called this about a month ago. He said the Giants was playing a bunch of their packages in preseason. He said, we've seen this movie before, and he was right. Because Steve Spurrier did the same thing, only for me to watch the same man, Dirty 30, come back here and burn us up on a Monday night game with all the play packages that Steve Spurrier was doing and the defensive plays that wasn't working. Hey, man knows what he knows. So I got to call you out, B. Mitch. You called it.
All right, bro.
You said they was going to wind up losing this game. I'm out, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, right, Jonesy. Appreciate you, bud. Let's go to Paul down in Florida. Paul, what up, man?
Paul?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, what a day. What a game yesterday. The Cowboy Killer was in the house. Then you had him on your show. I love it. My favorite part was just watching the game. They were showing the Giants players on the sideline. These guys just look sad. They look sad, and I love it. They look like their goldfish died, and Mama had to flush it down the toilet. I think we broke the Giants in week one. It was beautiful. But we're giving out credit pie slices. 50% goes to the D-line. If there was one unit on the team that showed up from the opening snap to the very end and did not falter, they did not look rusty, they did not miss a beat. In many ways, they carried the game. It was the D-line. And there are a lot of questions about those guys going into the season, particularly could they stop the run up the middle? As Doc Walker would say, it's a manhood issue. And the men showed up yesterday. The big fellas were hungry, so we give them half the pie to eat. 25% goes to the fans. Guys, we know in years past, this is the kind of game where like half the joint would be in blue jerseys, okay? But my son was there. My buddy was there. They texted me pictures. A sea of burgundy and gold. So the fans represented. They showed up. We got to give love to the fans. 25%, okay? 15% goes to Jaden Daniels. Now, as we were going in the fourth quarter, we hadn't scored for a while. And I said to myself, I even texted to some buddies, I said, Jaden needs to be Jaden here. He needs to put the team on his shoulders, and that's what he did. He put the game on his shoulders, took it upstairs, sang it a lullaby, and put it to bed. 15 to Jaden. 5% goes to Deebo Samuel. The Swiss Army knife came as advertised. He had the big blade, the little blade, the Phillips screwdriver, the corkscrew on the back. He came as advertised, and I love it. 5%, the last 5% goes to Bill. Listen, guys, not only is he a seventh round rookie in his first start, he's a seventh round rookie who has not played legitimately competitive football in a year, and he balled out. So it's beautiful. Love you guys. Great show. Looking forward to Thursday. It's on.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
I like that type of excitement, Jay.
Doug, I'm no math guy, but I swear my man Paul just added up to like 180 chips.
I'm with it. Man, guess what, though? Hey, Paul said, you know what? I'm excited. I get the chance to mess it up. He said, I'm counting like Greg Spells.
Yo, he said the Giants just look sad. You see Malik Nabers refuse to give Daboll a high five?
Really?
And maybe Nabers just didn't see him, maybe. But, like, Nabers looks clearly pissed. The situation with Russ looks clearly cooked. I couldn't help but notice, and maybe it was just coincidence, Brian, but when the Giants were going back into the locker room, so the players come out in uniform. They usually warm up from, like, 12 to 12:30, go back in, and they come back out around 12:45 for, like, time to get down to business. Nabers walked into the locker room with Dart, like, side by side. And maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's coincidence, but I sure noticed it.
Well, I'd say this. Players normally hang with the players that they like. Players normally hang with, if there's a situation going on, they start to show favoritism towards one or support for one. It happens. Okay? And hell, let's be real. In life, what do? If you're working somewhere and there's someone that you show more favoritism to, let's say two guys are vying for the same job, maybe a management level job, you're not going to go with the other guy that you don't like. You're going to hang around a person that you're cool with just in case someone is looking to see who do the people really like. They do it, so it happens.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. If you're on hold, stay there. Taking your calls, we'll hear from Dan Quinn at 12:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.